When Ed Hopkins arrived for the start of this year's Yukon Quest, the quiet, easygoing Canadian knew he had a competitive dog team.
Yeah, no, I'm here to, I'm going to try and give her. And I know it's, I'm just ready for it. I've been ready to go a long time ago.
Hopkins from Tagish, Yukon has run the Quest 5 other times, but he had only placed in the top 10 once.
I guess I was just kind of camping along, but I was also kind of feeling it out, you know. Kind of comparing, I guess, because I haven't done it in a while, just comparing myself to everybody else. And I kind of left that last race knowing that I should have done way better.
This year he crossed the finish line in third place, a day behind the top finishers Fred Sass and Alan Moore.
Third place finisher, Ed Hopkins.
Things just seem to be rolling along pretty good, and it just kind of, it snowballed into something pretty good for me, I guess.
Hopkins finished with 8 dogs. He says 6 of them are rookies to racing.
I've been working with this group of dogs for the last 3 years, and I kind of know, I knew it was underneath the hood. You know, I kind of put a lot of good stuff in there. So it took me a while to get them up to this point, but they're there now.
His team balked on Eagle Summit. He jokingly refers to the ordeal as Eagle Plummet. It took him 3 tries before he finally got the team up and over.
Oh, man, you know, that's the first time I ever spun out on that hill. And so I had a little swing dog. I was 3/4 of the way up the last little slope, and all of a sudden she just turned the whole team around. And, yeah, I actually lost them. But my snow hook, I luckily kind of bounced out somehow, and it stuck in the snow on a little bit of an incline, so they stopped. I basically had to hand winch him up.
Hopkins spent almost all of the second half of the race traveling alone.
Oh, it was like living in my own bubble. It's kind of hard. You got to keep motivated. And in some ways, you know, it's a little different on the dogs, because if you got around other teams, they can always pick up their energy and they can get chase and they can get excited and stuff like that. So it's kind of really up to me to try to keep them motivated and keep them happy and keep moving.
His team did keep moving, right past Hugh Neff, somewhere along Birch Creek between Circle and Central. The former champion from Toke is not feeling good about how his race played out this year.
It hasn't been a very smooth 2 weeks. I've got some major issues with my body right now that I'm dealing with. I got carpal tunnel in both hands, and my hands have been going asleep on me a lot, pretty much the whole race nonstop. So it's been pretty tough to even hold on to the sled, to be honest.
Early on, Neff tried to claim the lead, but he says his dogs just weren't up to maintaining it. He blames a lack of training this year, as well as a combination of injuries and illness.
Oh, it's been a rough race. I've been basically constantly dealing with either shoulder injuries in the start of the race when it was colder out, and then I had some diarrhea issues that were happening towards the middle of the race, and slowly the dogs are doing better now and their weight's coming back, but they're skinny there for a few days. So it's just been a process of trying to, you know, keep the ship afloat, I guess you could say.
Neff left the last checkpoint for the final run to the finish line just behind Damon Tedford, but a race never played out between the two. In Two Rivers, the emergency room doctor from British Columbia put booties on his dog's paws for the last time.
Where it got stressful is kind of just at the end there, where people start saying, hey man, you know, you're doing really good, you're going to be, you know, you could be rookie of the year, and it's just like, well, it's not really why I'm here. It certainly is nice. I just kind of want to run my dogs.
Tedford ran the race for the experience. He says it's unlikely he'll return to serious competition anytime soon, but he does plan to stay involved in the sport somehow. On the Yukon Quest Trail, I'm Emily Schwing in Fairbanks.